out of the night, when the fool is bright, when the heart's a known as sorrow. This poem and a day are the seed which is played, a seed that stands for sorrow.
Comandante's heavy-footed lances, and Senor Torres fled to sanctuary at the mission of San Gabriel. But I knew the Comandante would not be content to let my friend remain within the safety of the church. So I decided it was best for me to visit the mission, again in the guise of our mild-mannered student. No, no, Bernardo, drive slower. With dignity, we're on our way to visit a church. Listen, horses, pull the carriage to the side of the road. Rosario and his lancers. The Comandante has discovered Senor Torres is hidden in the church. Surely even a tyrant such as he would observe the sanctuary of the mission. Or would he? We must hurry. Give me the reins. Senor Torres and Padre Felipe were in the mission orchard, unaware that the Comandante and his men were approaching.
What excellent oranges, Padre Felipe. And you should be very proud of your work with the Indians.
I am, Senor Torres. At the Mission San Gabriel, we have the finest Indians in the world. They're the ones who make a garden out of this place if we just show them how. And now they have the first crop of fruit that hasn't been struck by frost or stolen by pests.
Why does the bell ring at this time of day?
It's a warning. And look, those clouds of dust. It must be Monasterio and his men. Hurry, to the church. I will try to delay them.
Welcome, Capitan.
Never mind that now, Padre.
And why not? I'm sure you and your men need all the blessings you can get.
Never mind, I said. I'm here to arrest Don Nacho Torres in the name of the crown.
And I am here to protect his sanctuary in the name of the cross.
Then you are ready to admit he is here. Good. Men, search the ground.
There he is, Capitan. He has gone into the church.
Sanctuary is an absurd law.
Not to Senor Torres. As long as he remains in the church, you may not molest him.
All right, Padre. For the moment, you win. But don't get the idea you can interfere for long with the king's justice.
Oh, heaven forbid. But now you'll excuse me, won't you? We are short of helpers, and there is fruit to be put in the granary before the frosts of nightfall. Come again, any time, Capitan.
Oh, it's you, Don Diego. What are you doing here?
I had some thought of praying. Is that what you were about to do?
Ha! I suppose everyone knows Torres has taken refuge here.
And that rustic friar will not give him up, eh? Oh, what a nuisance for you.
Don't worry, I have my plan. Good day, Don Diego. Sergeant Garcia, get all the Indians out of the orange groves and take them up to that hill. That's where I want the new road.
But there are rocks there, Capitan.
Of course, you idiot. That's what we need the Indians for, to move the rocks.
But why do we need a new road? The old road goes so nicely to the same place.
Military expediency, that's why. Now follow your orders and use the whip if necessary.
Si, Comandante.
And so the Comandante ordered the Indians to put their hats to the oranges and whip them until they performed the senseless job of moving the stones. Padre Felipe protested that the year's crop of oranges would be ruined in the night frost, but Monasterio was unyielding. He believed that this misfortune to the mission would cause Senor Torres to surrender. Meanwhile, I continued to play Don Diego the student as I sat at the mission organ. Bernardo, did you send for the Indians from our rancho to carry the oranges inside? And did you bring Tornado to the back of the mission? Good. Now we are ready for the Comandante. And here he comes.
You have talked to Senor Torres?
Oh, I have talked to him, all right. It looks as though you have won. He is upset over the trouble he has caused the mission. As you see, he is asking forgiveness for all the misery he has caused the Indians. And since this is his last visit to the church...
All right, let him pray. Does he pray, James?
Oh, yes. He has much to ask forgiveness for.
What is it? There were more Indians out there carrying oranges instead of rocks. Don't ask me where they came from.
The oranges, they're all gone. Clever trick by someone, but I will have the last word. Now I will see how much punishment the Padre's Indians can take.
I must give myself up. It is not worth all that suffering for the Indians.
No, Senor Torres, you can't...
No, still... no, Diego, I must. The trick with the oranges helped, but I am afraid nothing else will help now.
I excused myself from Senor Torres. And when he could not see me, I dashed to the church and out to where Bernardo was waiting for me with Tornado. I became Zorro, mounted Tornado, and galloped to the hill where Monasterio's soldiers were lavishing their cruelty to the Indians.
It's Zorro!
I relieve you of that pistol.
Run! Run, all of you, to the hill! Run! Things will get worse than they can.
Wonderful country. The horses were stampeded away by my whip. The soldiers were equally frightened, and they were running in all directions. Unfortunately, Senor Torres had come out of the church and was preparing to surrender.
Go back to the church, Senor Torres. Go back to safety.
Stop him. He's going back to the church. You fool! He is escaping. I'll get him with my pistol.
Hold on, Comandante. How do you like this whip around you?
And now I shall drag you to the church, where you would do well to consider your sins.
Farewell, Comandante. You may find the result much more sour the next time you try to despoil Padre Zario.
You see, Comandante, but what horse?
Follow those Indians, order the troops! Cut him!
See, Comandante, but what troops?
Senor Torres returned to the sanctuary of the mission. And once again, Capitan Monasterio felt the lash of justice.
Of these days.